Hey, everybody. This is Oxygen for Leaders podcast. I am your host, Josh Garrison. Here at Oxygen for Leaders podcast, we give you leadership principles to help you reach your maximum potential and be an incredible leader. So today we are going to talk about three blind spots that a leader can have. And this is straight from John Maxwell. This is all the stuff that he says. If you're not familiar with John Maxwell, I'll be surprised if you're not. But you read any book of his you can. He is an incredible leader, the number one guru of leadership really in the world and for the past several decades. So what is a leadership blind spot? A leadership blind spot is obviously something you can't see in your own self. So why it's called a blind spot. We oftentimes talk about our leadership strengths, but we don't focus on our blind spots, which can be detrimental to our leadership growth and our employees and even our company. So we're going to look at three leadership blind spots to avoid. Here at Oxygen for Leaders, we get straight to the point. We keep it short and sweet because we know your time is valuable. So number one, leadership blind spot is a singular perspective. A singular perspective. That means you are only caring about your perspective, or you're only looking through your perspective when it comes to your employees or an event or a project or your company. A singular perspective. You need to be listening to the perspectives of others. Let them know that their perspective matters, that their opinion matters, and that you care about their perspective. You could learn something you did not know. They could have great ideas, but a leadership blind spot is a leader who has a singular perspective and they can only see things through their view, their perspective, and they don't want to see anyone else's. Leadership blind spot, number one, singular perspective. Are you listening and seeing things through the perspective of others? I work at a church. I do events with college students. If I throw an event, I can say, man, that was a really great event because I'm seeing it through my perspective. But I need to stop and think, well, how did this person see it? How did that person see it? Well, they're telling me this. Maybe the way I saw it wasn't exactly how the way it was. Singular perspective is number one leadership blind spot. John Maxwell named several leadership blind spots. We're going to go over three today. Number one is singular perspective. Number two is an insecure leader. An insecure leader. There's several things that an insecure leader will do that John Maxwell lists, and here is some of them. Number one, they have a hard time giving credit to others. If you're an insecure leader, no matter what the job is, if it's a phenomenal job, you're going to take credit for it. If it's a terrible job, you're going to pass off the blame. Insecure leaders have a hard time giving credit to others. Another thing insecure leaders do is they keep info from their staff. If you want to lose trust with your staff, keep info away from them. They keep info from the staff. I've actually worked at a place that did that before, and it bothered me to no end. Your people don't feel important. They don't feel valued. They don't feel like you care, and they can't trust you. So insecure leaders have a hard time giving credit to others, and they keep info from their staff. Another thing they do is they don't want their staff being exposed to other leaders. It's pretty obvious why. They don't want them to hear good leaders, because then they'll compare those good leaders of why you're not being a good leader. Insecure leaders don't want their staff listening to good leaders, because they'll hear them and want what that leader has to be their leader. Insecure leaders do not want their staff listening to good leaders. Another thing insecure leaders will do is they are threatened by the growth of others. There is a quote, not sure who it was by, but this owner of a company said, "Find me and my company the hardest worker and the one who's just like me and who can take my job when I'm done. Find him and then fire him." Insecure leaders are threatened by the growth of others. They feel threatened constantly. Last thing insecure leaders will do is they are a micromanager. Are you a micromanager? Do you not trust your employees to get the job done? So yeah, as we see, insecure leaders have a hard time giving credit to others. They keep info from their staff. They don't want their staff exposed to good leaders. They're threatened by the growth of others. And they are a micromanager. So the first two blind spots we see is, one, a singular perspective. Are you looking through the perspective of others? Are you just looking through your own? Two, are you an insecure leader? And lastly, a third blind spot is devaluing people. Are you making your people feel valued? Are you making other people feel valued? Are you adding value to people every single day? Once again, I've worked with a team that did not make me feel valued at all. And once again, does not build trust, does not build no team camaraderie. Are you devaluing people? So once again, the three blind spots we looked at today is singular perspective, insecure leader, and devaluing people. Leaders value people. Well, like I said, here at Oxygen for Leaders, we keep it short, sweet, and to the point. And that is our little bit for today. I hope this challenges you and encourages you to check your own self for leadership blind spots. Check for these three in particular: singular perspective, insecure leader, and devaluing people. Thank you so much for listening. This is Oxygen for Leaders podcast. I am your host, Josh Garrison.